Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. More than 6 months after an explosion killed 16 people at a munitions factory in Hickman County, the state is taking action. The Tennessee Occupational Safety and Health Administration issued more than $3 million in penalties to the company, Accurate Energetic Systems. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports.
10th, workers were melting down explosive material, pouring it into tubes, and packaging it inside of a building containing 25,000 pounds of explosive material. In an instant, nearly all of it exploded, killing 16 people. Now, the company is facing record fines from the state's Worker Safety Agency. Tennessee's OSHA documented 100 citations against AES. The agency claims that the company exposed workers to dangerous chemicals like TNT without protective gear. The company also allowed the accumulation of explosive dust on equipment, and workers were spraying a flammable liquid near hot kettles. The cause of the explosion, however, is still being investigated. Before this incident, the largest penalty TOSHA issued was about $400,000 after a 2001 explosion at a military flare manufacturer. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
For the first time in a quarter century, Middle Tennessee State University has broken ground on a new student housing facility. The school started work on a new development called the Womack Commons. It will add more than 550 new beds to the campus, replacing the former Womack Lane apartments. The Daily News Journal reports the project is part of a broader $83 million project that includes a nearby parking garage. The new dorm is expected to open by the fall of 2027. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.